You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
So, we have Courtney Kachuba, who is the Director of Marketing at Concord Theatricals. Courtney was also on the team at Samuel French before it merged with Concord back in 2018. I'm so excited to have this conversation with her today. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Mason. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited to chat with you because you've talked with such a variety of people in the theater industry, and it's really lovely to see that interest and the diversity that you're bringing to this whole wide industry that we have. So,
well, I'm so excited to have you join the lineup. Can you walk me through your path to working in theater and marketing?
Absolutely. I, like many of the people you have probably interviewed, started with theater when I was a kid. Thank you to my parents for that. But, you know, looking back for me, growing up and in childhood and in high school and college, it was always about storytelling. So whether that was theater or I was actually a creative writing major, an English major at Carnegie Mellon University, everything I was doing was about telling a story, whether that was my story or someone else's. And I think that's eventually what led me to marketing. So specifically, I did go to a conservatory growing up and studied English in college, but went on to do theater during the summers and through Scotch and Soda Theater at CMU, if anyone from there is listening. And then when I graduated college, I moved to New York to become an actor, like most people did. And when I got here, I actually worked in development at an off-Broadway theater. And the marketing director there at the time, we became friends, and she said to me, "I think you belong in marketing." And I went, I'm not really into marketing. That's not my thing. And I don't know what she saw, but looking back, she was right. Because again, everything that I was doing was about telling those stories and promoting things and getting that excitement going. So I stayed in development for a while. And then I worked for a couple of Broadway and off-Broadway theaters while I was doing some acting on the side. And then I ended up joining Atlantic Theater Company, and I joined their marketing team there. And this is what I'll say for anyone who's listening, you kind of never know where your own story is gonna go, but a big part of it is finding the right people and trusting them. I've been really lucky to have and continue to have a lot of great mentors in my life. And one of them, Ryan Pointer, I met at Atlantic, and he was my manager there. He then moved on to Samuel French and pulled me over. And I've been there 8 years now, and a lot has changed through from when we were Samuel French to becoming Concord Theatricals. But the biggest thing that I would say has stayed true in my career is that every day I get to go to work and it's doing something that I love. So it's that old adage of do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. But I think especially for people in theater, whether you're on stage or you're doing admin behind the scenes, it's true because you're getting to bring that joy and that magic out into the world in some way. I could go on and give you more details, but that's the short version.
So you were the director of marketing at Samuel French too?
So I actually, in terms of timing, I started there as a marketing associate, mm-hmm. and then I moved up to marketing manager of community and engagement. And then whenever our merger acquisition happened with Concord, Concord Theatricals is the home of four different imprints. So we have the R&H Theatricals, which is Rodgers and Hammerstein, the Tams Whitmer Collection, the Samuel French Collection, and the Andrew Lloyd Webber Collection. So whenever we merged and became Concord Theatricals, there was a bunch of team shifts and changes. And within about a month, it was a crazy time. My team changed and I got promoted to director, but that's also part of my journey. And, you know, I never expected that. I wasn't looking for a new job. And it is kind of wonderful when the journey comes to you and you find that you've turned a corner and you're in a semi-new environment. So that's also something to consider that whenever I talk to people who are in college or high school, it's remembering that even if you think you found your dream job, things can keep evolving and changing. And that's truthfully, I think, part of the excitement. So
that's awesome. How would you summarize your job to someone who doesn't know what marketing is or doesn't know what the theater administration side of things are?
Well, I would first explain what theatrical licensing is, because we are a theatrical licensing company along with publication and producing, but the heart of what we do is at licensing. And theatrical licensing is whenever we take a show that is out there in the world and we have the rights to it. So if somebody else wants to put that show on, they need to pay the rights to us, and that is so the creators of the show get paid. So what my job is in marketing is to market that title to potential producers. that's the very short version of it. There's a lot more that we can crack open, but that's the short side.
So in researching for this interview and just delving into the licensing side of theater recently, I think you've done an amazing job marketing the brand of Concord Theatrical. So what tips do you have for people wanting to follow in your footsteps?
Well, thank you. It's a very big team effort. I'll say we have a large marketing team and a really committed staff. So I think that's actually the first tip, is work with people who are passionate about the product or the company that you're putting forward. Because the first key thing is understanding, what are you talking about and who are you talking about? So for all of us on the team at Concord Theatricals, we know what the spirit is. We know who both our division of Concord Theatricals, but Concord as a whole, our parent company, we understand what the ideals are and what's important to them. So I would say that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, make sure that you have a good variety of people. We have team members who are great at doing graphics. We have what I always call the MacGyver of the team, which is when you're at an event, obviously we haven't had one in a while because of the pandemic, you want somebody that you say, this speaker is broken and I have no idea how we fix it. And they go, I can do it. Give me chewing gum and string and a piece of tape and they fix it within 5 minutes. So you want that diversity on your team and diversity of thought as well. You know, we all come from different backgrounds and different experience levels. So you want to bring that in because you're marketing to a whole world of people that aren't going to think like you. So you want to make sure that you have fresh perspectives. I would say those are the two biggest things. And then just being creative and collaborative. Are the two biggest things that our team does on a regular basis. Plus staying on top of deadlines. That's something that has to fall in there as well.
That can slip.
It's just a little important, you know, making sure. We're very big into color-coded labeling. In our department, we get very excited about granular details and timelines and deadlines. So I guess having a bit of that nerdy passion for organization doesn't hurt.
So I know that in theater and entertainment, there's not much of a normal day, but what would a day look like for you?
So a typical day at Concord Theatricals, for me, it's all about collaboration and communication. So I kind of think of my day in three different parts, and it's depending on what projects I'm working on. The first part is about our general content strategy. So in a non-pandemic world, and we had to shift this slightly during the pandemic, we're focusing on campaigns that promote licensing. So talking about our shows to potential producers. And we have a really detailed content strategy system that our team works on, getting things up on social media, e-blasts, all of that. Those are very task-driven. So a big part of my day is just plowing through, reviewing copy, looking at making sure that our action steps are out. Those are kind of the 2 to 3 minute tasks I always think of. So if I have 15 minutes in between meetings, I sit down and power through that. The second part then is what, and I really recommend people to do this. It's something I talk to my team about a lot, finding focus hours to work on those really big ideas. So in addition to our normal content strategy, we'll have initiatives to elevate particular titles, or maybe there's a big campaign that's coming up that's around Valentine's Day. So something that takes a lot of creativity and dedicated focus. So normally I would say at least a part of my day is putting aside an hour or two that you block everything out, the emails, the Slacks, and you can just really dig in and have fun with what you're doing. And then the last part is a lot of interdepartmental projects. We talk a lot between departments at Concord, which makes it fun because then you know what everyone is up to. But there's a lot of meetings. In a good way, I'm very thankful for video conferencing, especially during the pandemic. We're on Teams and talking all the time and on Slack. So that's kind of the breakdown of my day, I would say, is going back and forth between those tasks, big focus ideas, and then connecting with other team members.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Great expectations.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So you mentioned it changing during COVID, and can you explain how you got through that? And because Concord never really stopped, they just adapted for the online world.
Yeah.
So what do you think people can carry forward from that, and how did that all change?
Well, I think I have two answers to that question, actually. I think from an internal perspective, from those of us at Concord, and I think my colleagues won't mind if I speak on behalf of them, we have a really deep gratitude to Concord, to our company, because we were all kept employed during the pandemic. And, you know, being in the theater industry, we saw how hard our people were hit. And so to not only have had our jobs safe during that time, but to be busy, I think this was one of the busiest years I've ever had. I think that gratitude for the company to be a part of this community, it really showed us the spirit of who we are. And it's strange, but that maybe was an odd silver lining that we got to see the true spirit of who Concord is and how much they care about their employees. So I think that's definitely something I will be taking forward as we go back in the office and everything. But in terms of outward, I think it's the fact that everybody is making theater happen at every day, regardless of what's going on in the world. You know, we did some really fun things called 10 Minutes With. It was an Instagram story series, Instagram TV series that I did with some of our artists back in, I guess it was starting about a year ago. And we did it for a couple of months where we connected and said, okay, you're in quarantine, I'm in quarantine, what are you doing right now? And it was amazing to hear people's answers of what shows they were going back to that gave them comfort, or how they were connecting with people in different ways via different art projects. So I think it's knowing that we can make that theater happen, but also the flip side is knowing that there's not really a replacement for that live theater. And I think that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most, and obviously a lot of people are, is the night that we're back and we're looking at the stage and the curtain comes up and there's that tangible, magical moment that you can't replace via Zoom, you know? And so it's kind of that buildup of, we have that community even when we're not together, but there is something about being together in person. And so we're even more appreciative of it since it was gone for a while.
And it seems like that theater is coming back and those moments are coming back.
I think so. I think my boss saw a show last night, and I bought my first tickets to a show this week. So I'm very excited. It was exciting to see that. So yes, I think it is coming back, and it's fun to see also a lot. I have a lot of actor friends, seeing them start to get their gigs, and all of our playwrights who have been busy writing during the pandemic, starting to get their work back up on stage. And I'll say that too, that the thing that I've missed the most and that we get to see at Concord is how theater is literally changing the world. You know, we go to high school theater conferences through the Educational Theater Foundation, and you can see a high schooler go and watch a piece of art on stage and how it viscerally affects them. I have so missed that over the past 15, 18 months. And so that's a really big thing, that for us to be able to see our playwrights work up on stage changing the world, we can't wait to have that come back.
Yeah. I finished a production of Footloose on Crew a few weeks ago.
And amazing.
We didn't have to have any ticket restrictions, which was
awesome for the first time
in so long. I'm so excited that those are coming back.
That's terrific. That's got Footloose is also one of my favorites. It's so much fun. How long was the run for?
We had one weekend with four shows.
That's great. Oh, I bet the excitement in that theater was just, you can't even measure it. How much fun it must have been.
And I was so great to be front of house for that one, so I could feel that energy every night.
Was it almost everybody's first show back when the audience came in?
Yeah. Last year we did Legally Blonde, but that was very limited crowd, social distanced, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But this was the first one of like almost a sold out house every night.
Oh, amazing. That's awesome. That's great.
But back on track with questions, where was I? So what do you think people should know about the licensing and administration of theater and just what goes into theater before the curtain goes up?
Oh, so much goes into theater before the curtain goes up. I think, you know, obviously we think about the creation of the piece, which that within itself, the written word creation, and then you have the creation of the production, which is a whole other element. But there is that piece of the puzzle that some people forget about, which is how does it get from the page to the stage? There's a middle step there, which is the rights and the royalties and everything. I think the thing for people to know is that the writers, the composers, the lyricists, that's their work that you're seeing. And they not only deserve, they need to be recognized and paid for that, right? So that's what licensing does. It's saying, okay, I'm gonna take this beautiful thing that you made and I'm gonna pay you for it because you created it. And that's where licensing and publishing houses like ours come into play. The biggest thing that I would say to all of our customers who are listening is to utilize Concord Theatricals to find the next show that you're doing, because we have so many. We have over 13,000 titles, and they range from legacy ones to ones that were just off Broadway or coming back to Broadway now after the pandemic. Our catalog, we used to call it the big telephone book that we would send out. You would just flip through and it would be all of these pages. We've done away with that, and you can now use our website, which is a brand new website, looking for filtered results and looking through categories, following us on social media, call up your licensing representative, talk to them about what your theater should be doing. There's an enormous talent out there in our modern current playwrights, and we can help you find them and find what's right for your stage. So that's the exciting thing, and what people should know about licensing is there's endless possibilities, and we're here to help you find them.
Yeah, I think that's very important for people to hear. What part has education played with your career path and your job now?
Very important, but I think in a way that maybe is not traditional. I didn't study marketing or theater in college. I studied creative writing and had a minor in English, almost double majored in French. I would not be the person I am today if it weren't for my time at CMU. And that's in part because of the creative writing staff and the humanities school that's there, but also in very large part to Scotch and Soda Theater, which is the nation's oldest student-run theater group. That education, it made me such a well-rounded person. The experiences that I was able to receive from taking psychology courses to different math courses, and then being a part of a student-run theater group where kind of how you said you were just working on crew, I did everything from being an artistic director to a director to dramaturg. So putting all those hats on to understand what is the ecosystem within theater. But the other biggest thing that I would say is for people that are listening, if you weren't studying marketing in college or you weren't studying theater, that doesn't mean you can't have a career in it. You can teach yourself, you can learn on the job, you can do internships or go pick the brain of somebody you know who's in those positions. Education doesn't have to come through a four-year college experience. Education is going out for a coffee with someone and asking them how did they get to where they are. So I think for me, that's how I've always approached it, is every opportunity is an educational moment. You just have to pick up on it.
So this is the biggest question of all.
Oh, goodness.
Out of those 13,000 plus shows that you have in your catalog.
No, don't. I know what you're going to ask me. Don't ask me.
Do you have a favorite or a favorite few?
I do have favorites. Sarah Rule is one of my absolute favorite playwrights. And she is also one of the kindest and smartest people in the entire world. And I will say it's coming up on Broadway soon, Passover by Antoinette Nwandu. If anyone listening did not see it when it was off Broadway a few years ago, you should go and see it on Broadway. It haunted me and stayed with me for weeks after. I think that's the fun thing about working at a company like this, is that every promotion I work on, that title becomes my favorite, because we dig into why is it relevant? Why is it important? I was working on something with Agatha Christie the other day, and I thought, you forget what a genius, or you don't forget, but it's great to be reminded what a genius she was and how her work is still so relevant today. So yeah, I don't know if I have straight up favorites, but kind of whatever is of the moment.
And Passover, the previews start in like 2 weeks or a week, right? Next week?
Yeah, I think Passover previews start.
I'll check.
What are we going to be in August next week? Yeah, I think they start next week.
August 4th.
Yeah, next week. So if you're in New York, that there's a lot of our shows we're excited that are back on Broadway or coming to Broadway between that and Six, the musical, Plaza Suite. There's a lot of different ones that are coming up. So, yeah.
Is there anything you want to add before we wrap up the episode?
No, just thank you for doing this. I think it's really important that people understand, as I said earlier, the ecosystem of theater, and that there's really a place for all sorts of skill sets behind the scenes and literally behind the stages, but also in the administrative offices. So to anyone listening out there who is interested in a career in theater, just keep searching until you found your spot, because I guarantee that it's out there for you. And if it's not there and you can't find it, then make it for yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. This was great.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Real Talk with me, Mason Bray. You can check out my Instagram and Twitter @_realtalk_pod or my Facebook, Real Talk with Mason Bray. Or go to the description of this episode to get links to all of my social media as well as my website. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.